time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department, and we're going to talk all about Shop with a Cop. That's right. It's that time of year, and this is just a great event. The kids have a great time, and they get to go shopping with police officers and first responders in the area. Everybody kind of chips in and helps out with this. And there are great ways that if you know of someone or that kind of thing, you can help out as well. We're going to talk with Kelly here about it and get some of the particulars a little bit. Sergeant Maines, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
So let's dive into this. This is, I mean, you kind of have done Shop with the Cop for quite a few years, haven't you?
I have. So as my son would remind me, I'm one of those low number guys. I've been in law enforcement just a little bit of time, going on 24 years. I've actually participated in one way or another for probably the last 20 years with Shop with a Cop. I've actually taken over trying to get the funding and set everything up back in 2016. And there's a lot of work involved, but it is some of the best work that I can do because this is something I really enjoy, and it's really great for our community for some of these kids to be able to participate in this.
It really is a worthwhile cause, this one is, and you guys have a lot of fun. So as I said, it's coming up on December 17th, and you've already locked in breakfast.
Yep,
and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so one of the things we try to do is make this an event for the kids so that they really enjoy it. It's progressed over the years on different ways that we do it. Our local McDonald's here in Price has agreed to do a donation for the breakfast, where they'll supply all the breakfast sandwiches and hash browns and stuff for our breakfast. We used to do this at McDonald's, but with the number of kids that we've had and officers and everybody else, we just completely shut down McDonald's, so it wasn't very feasible for them. We have moved around a little bit over the time, but last year and then again this year, USU Eastern in their dining services at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center is donating use of the space for us to use for Shop with a Cop that morning. So we'll have all the kids and the families meet us there, where they'll get to sit down and hang out with officers and enjoy a little breakfast, kind of a mingle moment to get to know the officers, get some photos, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll take the kids out, let them play with the lights and sirens on the cop cars, climb on inside, and we'll do a makeshift parade from USU Eastern to Walmart. And, you know, most of the time we're letting the kids play with the lights and sirens. They have a lot of fun with that. So, and I won't kid you, the officers have a little bit of fun with it too.
Well, I was going to say, so write that down on a calendar. December 17th, if you hear lights and sirens in the morning, that's what it is.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of them too, so there'll be a lot.
But you guys do. You have a great time with that. And then you take them down and take them shopping and let them, you know, and we talk about this every time you come in. It's amazing how the kids don't think about themselves.
It is. It's very rare for the kids to come in with a list for themselves. They always come in with ideas for people in their family or somebody else. You know, I have so many stories over the years of, you know, kids that come in and they're have gift ideas for their brothers, for their sisters, for their parents, for grandparents. They're looking for certain things. Very rarely are they looking for themselves, and it's always amazing to me as an officer. I always have to plan on it, carry a little bit of extra cash in my pocket too, because nearly every officer that goes on this and helps out with it ends up donating a little bit themselves and buying some gifts for those kids as well, because it just pulls on your heartstrings watching them do this.
You know, my favorite one was the breakfast story.
Oh yeah, those two little girls that all they wanted to do was make breakfast for their family, and the manager at Walmart at the time, they ended up donating so much stuff for them to be able to do that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
just and it's always a good time once again, and it just kind of makes you feel really good and really, really gets you into the holiday spirit. Now, you are still taking applicants for this, correct?
Yeah. So typically the way it works is we have a number of pretty much all the law enforcement agencies in Carbon County will be involved with it. So there's obviously Price City Police. We kind of oversee it. The Carbon County Sheriff's Department, Helper Police, Wellington Police, East Carbon Police, the Highway Patrol, as well as Adult Probation and Parole will all be agencies involved. And it typically falls on the agencies themselves to select the kids that they're going to take for their agency. However, I tend to get a lot of phone calls from people all over because they just don't know where to go with it. And I'm fine with that. If anybody wants to call in, we are still looking for some kids. Right as it sits right now, I'm still trying to figure out where the funding's at as to how many kids we'll be able to take. So we don't know that for certain right now. But I would rather have people call and talk to me a little bit about it rather than not.
And the other thing, too, that we had mentioned before you come on the air, if you know someone in your neighborhood, if you know of a family or of a kid that, you know, kind of would love this, you know, that's another thing. You could give Kelly a call or call Price City and get that straightened out, the police department. Yes. They can take care of it from there.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the other questions that I have is if somebody wants to just donate cash, is that possible? Could that be done?
So a few years back, we set up an account through Price City's utilities office that anybody can donate any time of year to shop with a cop. It's something that's tax deductible as well, so you get a receipt from utilities office. And this program itself is fully funded off of donations and grant funding. This year, I'm hoping that we'll have a little bit more than we had last year. It always is a little bit of a struggle because if I could figure out a way to get money to take every kid in our community, I would love to do it, but it's just not feasible and it's just not out there for us to do that. But I'm really hoping to have a little bit more funds than what we had last year. And one thing about our area that is always outstanding is how well our community steps up to help people in need. And I've always been amazed by that. All the years I've lived here, all the years I've been in law enforcement, it's just amazing how well that works.
So once again, this is going to go down December 17th. They'll go up, have breakfast that was fun given to them by McDonald's. Then they'll come back to the USU Eastern Jennifer Levitt Student Center. And you know what? They can enjoy it, coffee and hot chocolate. And is that when the wrapping happens, or how does that all work out?
We're still trying to figure out if we're going to be able to do the gift wrapping stuff. Mm-hmm. Typically in the past, Walmart's helped us out with that a little bit. Over the last few years, because of COVID stuff, that's kind of been up in the air if they'll do that or not. We're still not sure if that's going to happen.
So that might be something that if you're like a civic group or a community group and looking to help out, you could do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right. So if anybody wants to, you know, give donations or has questions or wants to give you a family name, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me is either just calling the police department, which is 435-636-3190, or the direct line to my office is 435-636-3005. And either one of those ways will work. It would be the best way to get in touch with me.
All right. Is there any other information we wanted to get out there? We get it all?
I just, you know, want to give a big shout out and a thank you to the ones that make this possible, you know, the Price City Police for allowing me to try to fight for this every year, Price City Utilities Office, our local Walmart, as well as their Walmart's Community Grant Program, the Utah Police Civilian Association, USU Eastern, and the dining services, as well as our local McDonald's. Without all of those participants getting involved, this wouldn't be possible.
It's a great day. Once again, it just makes you feel good about what's going on. So once again, it's Shop with the Cop. It's going to go down on December 17th. If you know of someone that you know might need a little help this year at Christmas time, give them a call at Price City. Give them a call at the Price City Police Department, and they can get you taken care of. Kelly, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you taking out the time.
All right, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.